I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. People in Lebanon are moving from despair to hope through Christ's love. Bashir from Heart for Lebanon tells us.
Through the educational program, the impact is not just on the students. The impact is on their parents as well. Because at the school we are teaching them, and we see that their mentality is changing. Because they came at the beginning with hatred in their hearts. They came with their anger. Now we're telling them that forgiveness is the best solution.
Please ask God to heal the brokenhearted and bring them into a relationship with Him, and find more ways to help at missionnews.org. Turning now to Ecuador, Jeff Johnston with E3 Partners shares Paulette's story.
She lived in a city up in North Ecuador, and one day got a knock on her door. She looked out the window and she said that she could tell that these people were missionaries, or that these people wanted to talk to her about religion or God or something. And she said she didn't really want to talk about that and wasn't really in the mood. And so they sat there through the rest of that church service, and then they went back the next week, and again the next week, and again the next week.
Each time God pursued Paulette, she turned away. One day, after several similar encounters, Paulette and her husband experienced the tangible love of Christ through a group of believers. That warmth raised their curiosity about God, and eventually, the pair accepted Christ as Savior. E3 Partners invites you to pursue lost people like Paulette. Details are at missionnews.org, where you can find your place in the story. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Find us on social media, Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.